وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful, may great peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad and his household. Assalamu alaikum, my dear audience, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the series of Talks for Humanity. This is Hamza Azizi. We've been talking about different characteristics of perfect human beings mentioned in the Holy Book in the last verses of chapter Furqan. We read a verse from this chapter quoting from Ibadur Rahman, الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. They ask, they say, Our Lord, grant us comfort in our spouses and descendants and make us imam of the God-weary. وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. This is the last part of this verse. Next to the request they had in the beginning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them righteous children and righteous family, then they ask that we like to be the leaders of the God-weary people. وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. We like to be an example, a good example, a good leader for the God-weary people, for muttaqin. We know that a human being who wants to catch felicity and the top and high spiritual goals, he has two ways to reach there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes in his holy book from the people in the hellfire on the day of judgment that they say the reason why we failed to go to the heaven was that we didn't follow anyone, any righteous person, nor we didn't have the capacity, the ability to understand ourselves, the reality and the truth. Allah said that they will say, meaning the people in the hell fire, they will say that had we listened or applied reason, we would not have been among inmates of the blaze. لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير. Had we listened or applied reason. We didn't apply reason, nor we listened. It means nor we followed the good leaders. So it shows that this tendency to follow the behaviors and the sayings of righteous people, it is a kind of natural tendency, natural inclination within our soul. It is not something new that the scholars made that. No, anyone among human beings, they had this feeling that if I'm not expert, if I'm not qualified in a field, I have to listen. Even in our ordinary life, in our simple daily activities, we follow the same method, we follow the same code. Whether we are qualified or I have to go and ask a qualified person. From the very beginning that we had come to this world, at the very beginning we didn't know anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَخْرَجَكُم مِّن بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. At the very beginning, you didn't know anything. Allah had brought you forth from the bellies of your mothers while you did not know anything. So this is the very first step that we passed. And after that, how did we learn? many things. Of course, by imitating, by following, by learning, we learned from the others. So let's follow this issue after a short break. Welcome back, my dear audience, brothers and sisters, to the series of Talks for Humanity. I am Hamza Azizi. We opened a new profile following the issue of different characteristics of Ibadur Rahman, perfect human beings. We quoted the prayer and supplication that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quoted from Ibadur Rahman in his holy book, that after they asked their Lord to grant them righteous children and spouses, they asked another thing, that was to make them leaders for righteous people, for God-wary people. وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. We said that this comes from a very natural inclination, since human beings, all of them, they like to learn good points from righteous people, from good people, from qualified people. From the very beginning that we were born, we didn't know anything. But how did we learn? Most of them we learned through whether imitating or learning and following the qualified people. So this is something very natural. And actually, in our modern world, you see very many people who try to imitate the famous people, even in their appearance, the way they dress, the way they talk, the way they sing, the way they write. Many people, most of the time, they are following someone else. So this comes from a very natural tendency. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never denied this tendency completely. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tried to instruct this one, to teach human beings how to instruct this tendency, like any other inclinations that we possess. And this verse is one of those instructions. By quoting this supplication from the perfect human beings, from Ibadur Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually teaching us how to instruct this inclination. So we both like to learn, and also we like to be followed. If I know something, I like my son to learn that from me as well. I want my student to learn that from me as well. I like that. If I draw a very beautiful painting, I like the others to learn that from me, to inspire, to admire, and also to learn. So these two inclinations Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this segment of this chapter tries to instruct and direct to the best path. So he quotes from the Ibadur Rahman that وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. If I am going to be an example, let's be the example of the righteous people, of the best people in the world, of the best people on the earth. So that is the best situation. So now we have started this issue that, okay, to learn from someone and to be the leader and example and kind of teacher for the others, both are quite natural. And let's talk about the issue of leadership and leading the others in the next episode, inshallah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I for life eternity.
sizi zalim ol.